What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Everyone loves getting a shout-out. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to send one that may be read on air right here on B96 Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter your thank you. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
They said that you were wasting your time. They said it would never get you anywhere. But this holiday season, your selfie obsession might win you $25,000. That's right. All you have to do is go to a participating Cricut Wireless location, smile, snap a selfie with the Cricut character poster, and post it on Instagram or Twitter using the STSA hashtag shown on the poster. That's STSA, as in something to smile about. Come on, you know that nobody is more ready to win this than you are. You already spend your days taking kissy face selfies and gym selfies, and here I am eating pepperoni pizza selfies. Now show us your Cricut selfie. Plus, by entering, you'll also have a chance to win cool weekly prizes like a Cricut Alcatel phone with 3 month service and a $100 gift card. So smile, snap a photo, and you could win $25,000. Have the best holiday selfie ever. Cricut Wireless, something to smile about.
No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes valid at participating Cricut stores only. For official rules and a list of participating locations, visit stsasweepstakes.com.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears held their last practice of the week today. They'll host the Broncos at Soldier Field on Sunday. Both Parnell McPhee and Matt Forte were limited in practice today. So will we see Forte on Sunday?
You know, again, this is one week at a time, one game at a time business. And, you know, right now we're just trying to get, you know, Matt completely healthy. This is a physical game. You know, getting banged around, you know, out there is not an easy thing. It's a very legitimate injury that he's recovering from. So, you know, we're going to do the best for us and the best for Matt, you know, in that evaluation.
Well, that clears everything up. That was head coach John Fox. Forte, McPhee, and Alshon Jeffrey are all listed as questionable for Sunday's game. Jeffrey did not practice today at Hallis Hall. Eddie Royal is out for Sunday. Hronis Grassu is probable. Broncos coach Gary Kubiak said today that Peyton Manning and linebacker DeMarcus Ware will not even make the trip to Chicago. Meanwhile, Bears are asking fans to arrive early to the game to get through extra security. Elsewhere in the league, Sam Bradford has been ruled out for Sunday's game against Tampa. He's suffering from both a separated shoulder and a concussion. Mark Sanchez will get the start for the Eagles instead. Former Bear Charles Tillman is out for the Panthers with a knee injury. Derrick Rose also out for tonight's matchup with undefeated Golden State on the road. Aaron Brooks won't play either. That one tips tonight at 9:30. Blackhawks will take on Calgary on the road. They'll do it without Teuvo Teravainen. He's out for a couple games with an upper body injury, according to Coach Joel Quenneville. Scott Darling most likely get the start and goal tonight. Marco Dano missed the morning skate. Coach Q says he wasn't feeling well. Puck drops on that one tonight at 8. And in baseball, the Chicago White Sox have purchased the contracts of right-handed pitchers Brandon Brennan and J.B. Wendelken from AAA Charlotte. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. And join Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Dan Pompey broadcasting a live football pregame show from Chuck Southern Comforts Cafe in Darien Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stick around to watch the game and check out Hub Arkish, Olin Kreutz, and James Big Cat Williams broadcasting the postgame show live presented by Chuck Southern Comforts Cafe. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Del Frisco's Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Brian Billick.
I wrote an article for NFL.com on Wednesday, basically rating the top five quarterbacks. Who has played the best? And I try to put a criteria, a couple things. Third down conversions, big plays per attempt. Not just number of big plays, but based on the attempt. And then interceptions per pass. And then also big road wins. When you use that criteria now, Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears are sitting there, you know, right on that edge. Because their 1 in 10 plays are big plays. 1 in 52 at interceptions. Who would have thought we'd say Jay Cutler was having, one of his strengths is he's not throwing dumb interceptions. And they're in the top 10 in third down conversions. So, you know, the criteria of what it takes to get this done, they're right there.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
There's work to be done. Maybe Rick Hahn knows, because he doesn't know what the White Sox are doing.
I don't think he's allowed
Maybe
to know.
Maybe he knows what the Cubs are doing.
God, I'd be so mad if I were Rick.
it's just a riot to me.
It's not. It's really unfair. It's unfair to Rick Hahn. It really is unfair for Kenny Williams. I mean, this guy finally gets the job he's been working all his life for as a general manager of a major league team. And then Kenny Williams has to big time him and make him publicly look small and emasculated and unaware. What I don't know what Ken Williams is trying to possibly accomplish. It's in the best interest of the White Sox by doing what he's doing.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Dan Bernstein, Barry Rosner.
It's a Friday on the road. It's a business trip.
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 2:06 on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour, the Boers and Bernstein Show with Barry Rosner in. We go out once again to the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Scott Merkin has been the MLB.com White Sox beat reporter for more than a decade now, and he's the guy that wrote that bizarre story with Kenny Williams still running roughshod over everything that's seemingly going on with the White Sox. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good, guys. I was told, though, that we're going to be talking Michigan football. Was I misled on that point?
Oh, you knew that was coming. Yeah. Give it up, Merk.
Yeah.
Give it up.
How many years have you been out of college now? It's enough.
Back
school
to
is for the students.
Hand.
Exactly. So what the hell? What's going on? Who's running the White Sox, and why does Ken Williams continue to emasculate the general manager of the team?
Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, the program Tuesday that was there should not be overlooked. That ACE program is amazing what the White Sox have done, you know, giving kids in the city who may not get looks a chance to go to college. And that's what Kenny was there for to begin with. So there was three of us there, three beat writers there. We went and talked to him, and he at first deferred about the baseball matters because he didn't want to take attention away from the ACE activities that day. So we talked to him, and, you know, the story ran the next day after the ACE stuff went up. Now, again, I think quotes taken out of context there don't look great, but I think if you look at the big picture, here's the thing. Rick Hahn is the general manager. Rick Hahn is running the show, but no one operates in a vacuum. You guys don't operate in a vacuum. I certainly don't operate in a vacuum in my company. I don't just tell, you know,
I can't even operate a vacuum.
But, I mean, you know, it's a group thing. And, you know, Rick is not just going to come in and say, here's the moves we're making and this. Everyone has someone to answer to, and that's the deal. Now, you know, maybe there could have been a little, I don't know if I want to say the word finesse, but could have been a little more clarity in the comments. But I think if you look at it, what Kenny Williams was saying is basically we have options. He talked about plan A, plan B, plan C very generically.
Well, and what happened to the three-year plan?
Well, Well, I think it's all part of the three-year plan. I don't think you have to reference the three-year plan every time you go out and talk about something. You know, I think the basic thing they're trying to do is not do what the Cubs and Astros did, which were very successful, obviously, doing, and that was kind of tearing the whole thing down and rebuilding and getting, you know, top couple draft picks to really get those elite young talent. They're trying to get that young talent but still contend. And it's hard to rebuild when you have guys like, when you have veterans committed, like Robertson, LaRoche, Cabrera, Duke, you know, you're not going to rebuild with those guys, but you can keep building. So it is part of a plan, you know, but I don't think you have to reference. I think what he was saying in context is they're not sure the direction they're going right at this point until things start to unfold a little bit. There may be a team that they want to trade with who's waiting to see if free agent A might cost them less. Maybe he didn't get a qualifying offer. They can sign him for less money and not give up one of their couple top prospects as opposed to if they did the trade with the White Sox.
It just sounds to me, Scott, like they literally do not know what they're doing. And that
I really would. I think they do know. You know, it's interesting. I was reading a story today by Ryan Divish, real good writer who covers the Mariners, and he was talking about the whole mess with Andy Van Slyke's comments going after Robinson Cano and last season. And the stuff he said sounds an awful like the criticism coming towards the White Sox. And I think when your team is not playing well, and let's face it, 13 and 14 were designated as rebuilding years. They got some good pieces there. They were supposed to contend. 15 was a bad season. There's no way to sugarcoat it. It was not a good season. It was not a good season to watch because the offense struggled and the defense was bad. And there's nothing worse than sitting there, you know, seeing people strike out with guys on base or kick the ball around. But they know what they want to do, and they're just formulating, it's easy for me to say, the plan based, you know, also in conjunction with what other teams are going to do, who they want to deal with.
Merck, I'm not as affected as Dan by the things that Kenny says. I'm also used to it. I mean, it's been going on for a long time, and even now that he's not actually the GM, when he's approached, he answers questions. It happened last year. I think it was in Detroit.
It did,
and
yeah.
It said some things that maybe were unfortunate for Rick Hahn, but I don't necessarily take them to heart. Sometimes I think Kenny just likes for people to know that he's still there and still has some power. But, I mean, is there any doubt in your mind that Rick Hahn is the general manager of the team and running the operation?
There is no doubt in my mind. But again, like I said, Rick Hahn is in charge. Rick Hahn's an exceedingly bright guy. Rick Hahn knows baseball. He's worked his way to this point. He's earned this job. And like you said, Kenny is the executive vice president. And he's also a good quote, as is Rick. So Kenny's approach, I guess, you know, one way you could turn to it is say, hey, guys, we're not, you know, we're still weighing all options, so we're not sure we're going to go. I'll talk to you more in Nashville or something like that. But he answered the questions that were put forth to him. It's not like he called us over and said, I have a statement I'd like to make on the topic of the team. You know, it was asked of him, and he answered. Rick Hahn is the man calling the shots there, but obviously it's in conjunction with, you know, everyone on his staff. Buddy Bell is a great baseball guy. Nick Hostetler, great baseball guy. And Jerry Reinsdorf runs the show, and Kenny Williams also, you know, is above Rick. So it's a group thing, but Rick is in charge. Rick would not have taken that job if Rick was going to be nothing more than a guy who did interviews every now and then. Rick's got too much pride. He's too good at what he does just to step in there, just to be that kind of thing.
Well, I just compare this to what other organization, what other successful baseball organization operates this way? Because anytime we hear there is some issue of nebulous control, whether it is the multiple times it's happened in Boston with Larry Lucchino and others meddling and just now with Ben Cherington, we heard it happened. Alex Anthopoulos in Toronto, the moment that Mark Shapiro arrived, he said, I can't operate here. Because this isn't the way this works. What's the model for the way the White Sox are doing business?
The model in terms of who does what, or in terms of what they're looking for?
Yeah, of how you explained it with everybody having a say in this whole team thing. I just don't know what successful baseball business model that's meant to emulate.
Well, I mean, you don't think the Cubs in some way have a group thinking?
No.
I don't know the Cubs, so I don't.
You know who's in... No, there's no question who's in charge of the Cubs, and they are the most on-message team from the absolute very top. There's never an ambiguity of message.
Well, I think Cleveland had a little bit of a situation like that, you know, last year. Again, I don't cover these teams, so I'm not sure what the messages they're delivering on a daily basis. As I said, you know, I agree with what Barry said in that Kenny was approached, he answered the questions, and that's that. But I think Rick Hahn is the one who's putting this plan together. And for those who took it as, you know, everyone's sitting in a room saying, well, I don't know what to do. What should we do? That's not the case. Rick put in a lot of legwork and a lot of good work. I wasn't at the general manager meetings, but, you know, talking to people, put in a lot of work and stuff there. And that was, you know, Rick's show. He was there. He, as a matter of fact, was one of the co-runners of that whole the whole thing. I don't know if runner is the right word, but co-organizers led the thing. And the work has been put in, and now they're letting it play. And it's a little different when you're not pursuing the big-time free agents, which I don't believe they're going to be doing. They're looking to, you know, improve through trades and some other moves around the trade. So I think, you know, you can't – it'd be great to say, here's what we want. Let's get it done by December 2nd, and we can have a nice little trip in Nashville and take care of other business. But it doesn't always work that way. I'll give you an example, like 2011, going into that season. Yeah, it was 11. The team was planning on a different direction. Then Adam Dunn decided to sign with the White Sox, and they went, you know, the famous all-in at that point. I don't think David Robertson and Melky Cabrera, they were guys who they were after last year. I don't think they were guys that they thought, we definitely are going to get these guys, until they came available, and then that changes the plans a little bit. So you have to be flexible, and you have to be fluid in what you're doing.
Mark, I don't see the power structure as the problem. What I really have never understood is why they were so unwilling to ever use this Cubs model that I called for the last 30 years, or you know, what the Astros have done. Do you think there will ever be a time, as long as Jerry Reinsdorf is in charge of the White Sox, that they will ever be willing to do that? And I know the argument in the past was attendance, but they don't draw anyway. So, I mean, why not give it a shot?
Well, I think they have done that in the past, but long before, I think when I was still back in college or just out of college. But they, you know, they haven't done that recently. And you know, I think they, I don't think so. I don't see them going to a complete rebuild unless things change in the, you know, just for the personnel they have. I think they've kind of rebuilt on the fly and have some good pieces. You know, I mean, they have Abreu, they have Chris Sale, they have Quintana, they have Rodon. I'm not going to list the whole thing, but they had Adam Eaton. You know, they have a closer, you know, albeit who said he didn't have a great season last year and still saved, you know, 30, whatever it was, games last year, in David Robertson. So they have a lot of the good core pieces, but they have to get better as a team and get better in certain spots on the field to improve. But I don't see, you know, them going into a full rebuild.
I don't either. I just think it would be nice to know that they were able to articulate a way to get back to success without doing that. And so far, they haven't.
Well, I think they have. And I think that, you know, I think way too much is being made of these comments on Tuesday. You know, I think don't read them as any more that, you know, this team is working on different options and waiting to see what plays out. Not waiting, like, at the mercy of everyone else, but waiting in that you can't force a hand for a trade to be made if a team is saying, well, we're still looking at this other part. So I think their plan is, you know, which Rick started in 2013 with the Jake Peavy trade and the Matt Thornton trade and the Alex Rios trade, to, you know, develop that farm system, which was pretty barren when, you know, when they got to it, and now has picked up a little bit. Certainly not top 10 or top 15 yet, but there are some pieces there that can help out. And Rick's talked a lot about the Atlanta Braves model, where you add pieces, but you have to fill in from within in order to be consistently good. And that's the goal, not to go out there and win.
Well, but they don't have anybody. I mean, and this idea of making trades, they don't have anybody. They don't have anybody wants. I don't know how they can assume that there's some major trade market when they haven't developed anybody that anybody really wants.
I would disagree. I would think there's some young pitchers that aren't, you know, quite major league ready yet, probably a couple of years away, that you could get some teams interested in. I think a guy like Frank Montes, who they picked up in the PV trade, is a guy who would a team would be interested in. I know the Sox are interested in him, so I think other teams would be interested in him. I don't know if there's a, you know, front line, well, Carlos Rodon, but they're not going to trade Carlos Rodon. But aside from that, I don't know if there's a front line guy that jumps out. But, you know, a lot of times those picks are taken in the first two or three spots, you know, top five, even like a Schwarber or Chris Bryant, who have done what they were expected to do, as did Rodon as a number three pick. So I do think they have, I would disagree with you there, Dan. I think they have some players that may not get you the top of the line return, but if you bunch a couple together would get you something in return.
All right, well, whatever it is, I hope they get on with it, because at this point there are some people just waiting to have some indication of a coherent idea of what they want to be and when they want to be it. And every it just constantly seems to change. It's not just these comments. It's the stuff that's Kenny Williams making up. Oh, well, wait a second. We had a whole three-year plan. And everybody said, what? Why are we just hearing this now? Nobody said anything about a three-year plan. And then there was no mention of that. That apparently has ceased to exist again. So there's when you have an endless supply of mixed messages, and then seemingly it's very easy to project an idea of conflicted forethought when you see moves made that don't necessarily match each other. That's why when we have to zoom out and try to look at everything as defining a plan, and I'm having a very difficult time figuring out what it is, regardless of what they say.
I understand what you're saying, but go back to that three-year plan. And, you know, I've been covering this is my, I guess it's my 14th year covering the team already. And almost as long as I've been covering them, when Kenny was GM, you know, and Rick was assistant GM, they talked about a three-year board. And I think the three-year plan is just kind of a manifestation of the three-year board where they map things out, and they have, you know, in 2017, so-and-so should be up and part of the rotation. Now, not everything works that way. I know there's a couple guys they've penciled in as starters from their system that never saw the light of day. So I think that's more the three-year plan is more of the three-year board. We always joke about getting into Rick's office and seeing the three-year board, and, you know, there's a no, you're not going to see who's up there and all that. But that's what I think the more the three-year plan is. That's how they operate, kind of looking not just this year, but kind of 2-3 years down the line.
All right, we will cross our fingers and hope that plan comes together. As
we'll
always,
see how it goes
Scott,
in
appreciate it.
Nashville there.
Thank you, Scott.
Okay, guys, take it easy.
See you, Merck.
Is Scott Merkin, MLB.com, been covering the White Sox for 14 years.
See, I've been around a lot of teams, a lot of baseball teams, and even back covering the Cubs. I've heard a general manager, just for background, say, look, we're going to the winter meetings. We have a couple different things. We have a couple different directions we may go. It depends on what falls our way. If we get the kind of pitcher that we want, well, then we may go harder at next year. If we don't, we may be thinking more in terms of the year after that. I mean, these things are possible. But teams that operate like that are teams that aren't in a good spot. They're not in a position to compete next year. They're not in a position to tear down and rebuild. They're not really in any kind of position at all. They're just trying to hope that maybe the right things happen that give them a chance to maybe
and they spin the wheel and something clicks.
Yeah.
Right. And it's happened.
And it does happen, but it's not a formula for consistent success. And the argument for the White Sox has always been, we can't tear down, we can't have a 5-year plan because we'll lose our fan base. What's the fan base?
Yeah, what fan base? What are you going to lose?
Yeah. So I think it's an unfortunate position to be in, and it's a tough spot for Rick Hahn.
He's Barry Rosner in for Terry Bors, who is off today. We have a lot more to come, including Olin Krutz talking Bears at 3. We'll talk about the Denver Broncos with Mark Kissel at 4. And then we've got Dan Durkin with his usual spot, a different time today, at 5 and second half and all kinds of things for you. The Bors and Bernstein Show, the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour. Another round is where we are in downtown Downers Grove. We're here because of Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. You have the score.
They took flying the Blue W to new heights in October of 2015.
Here's a swing of fly ball at deep right field.
As the Cubs battle to achieve their ultimate goal in 2016. Remember, you can hear every exciting game from spring through the postseason right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Right when it looked like the LA Clippers were finally going to get over on Golden State, they get punked once again. Look, you get up 23 on somebody, especially a rival in your own house, you got to finish. And they didn't. But this is what Golden State does to people. They're not just good or very good. They might be historically good. And when they throw that switch, you can cancel Christmas. I'd love to say the Clippers just melted down, but this is more about what Golden State did to them as opposed to what happened to the LA Clippers. I mean, get a hand in their face? They tried. They did. It didn't matter. Andre Iguodala said, quote, "We feel like when we have certain lineups, it's like playing chess," end of quote. Not really, Ig. It's more like lawn darts. And you guys just started lobbing those darts across the backyard with a beer in your hand, and your opponent took all those shots right upside their head. The Clippers hit Golden State with a good shot, but come to find out, their best shot still does not beat Golden State's best, and neither does anybody else's. I'm Jim Rome.
Everyone has someone to thank during the holidays. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to share a thank you that may be read on air right here on B96, Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MercyList.com to enter. That's MercyList.com. Thank you means merci.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
The deals start now at Sunrise Chevrolet with our Black Friday sales event all month long. Get 20% of cash back on a huge selection of new Chevys, like 12 695 off MSRP on Camaros and 10 grand off MSRP on Malibus. Plus zero financing for 72 months on select new 2015 Chevys. Massive savings on a massive selection of new Chevys all month long at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Shop sunrisechevrolet.com today. On select new Chevys to qualified buyers. All rebates and incentives available to all include $13.33 per thousand buyers.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich?
Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, I saw that release. I got a copy of that release from the Bears regarding the extra security precautions for the game. When they tell you get there early, when they're going out of their way today to say get to Soldier Field early, you better listen. And don't complain. That's the one thing. I don't want to hear anybody bitching about it. I had to stand in line. And they're checking my wife's purse. They warned you.
Yeah, just don't bring anything with. I mean, don't bring a bag. Don't bring a purse. Don't bring anything with. And you'll get through fairly quickly.
The guidelines are on the website.
Yeah, they're going to pat you down. And they should be. In every stadium in the world, patting you down. And they do it at Soldier Field, and they do a really good job.
So you got fair warning, don't complain.
Just don't bring anything with, and you'll be fine. No umbrellas, don't bring a big bag, don't bring any stuff, and you'll have no problem.
Because you know inevitably somebody's like, I missed the whole first quarter because they made me stand in a line to get my oxygen tank approved or something like that.
Scoreboard update.
It's 2:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Bulls are in Oakland tonight to take on the 13-0 Golden State Warriors. They'll have to do it without Derrick Rose, who's been ruled out of tonight's game with that ankle injury. Aaron Brooks also out for tonight. Bulls and Warriors tip at 9:30. Hawks are on the road in Calgary. The Flames have allowed the most goals of any team in the league at 73. Last time these two teams faced each other, the Hawks came away with a 4-1 win. Scott Darling gets a start and goal tonight. Patrick Kane can set a career-high 15th consecutive game point streak if he gets one tonight. Marco Dano not feeling well. He won't play. Neither will Tero Teravainen. He's out with an upper body injury. Puck drops on the Hawks and Flames at 8. The Bears' injury report is out for this Sunday's game against the Broncos at Soldier Field. Alshon Jeffrey did not take part in today's practice. He's questionable for Sunday with both a shoulder and a groin injury. Matt Forte and Pernell McPhee were limited in practice. They're also questionable, along with Shea McClellan. Center Hronas Grasu, though, is probable. Eddie Royal still sidelined. He's out for Sunday. Cubs and Broncos kick off Sunday at noon, and as you just heard the guys say, make sure you get there early. There's going to be extra security. To baseball, where the White Sox announced today they've purchased the contracts of pitchers Brandon Brennan and J.B. Wendelken from AAA Charlotte. Meanwhile, several reporters now have thrown cold water on the Starling Castro to the Yankees for Brett Gardner rumors, but the Score's Bruce Levine says the Cubs are the favorite to land pitcher Jeff Samardzija. The A's made their signing of former Cubs pitcher Rich Hill official. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And Chuck, Southern Comforts Cafe in Burbank and Darien is open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Catering, banquets, carryout, pickup, and delivery. For everything Chuck's, visit chuckscafe.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And Derrick Rose says he's not going to go because he's not 100%, and he explained that when he isn't 100%, he tends to overcompensate, and that causes other problems. So,
when was the last time he was 100%?
And how many NBA players every night, at least after a certain number of games, do you think are 100%?
Nobody.
Nobody, exactly.
I would say from the start of preseason, to whenever they heal postseason, which is probably a month after the season's over? Nobody.
Kendall in Naperville is on the score.
Hey, guys. So the White Sox refuse to do a full rebuild, and this can be done if you're the Yankees, the Red Sox, or the Angels, because they always sign or are always in play for the premium free agent on the market, and they often get that guy over the years, like Manny Ramirez, Albert Pujols, CeCe Sabathia, the list goes on and on and on. They're not signing Adam LaRoche. And the White Sox refuse to be bad, and it's killing them. It's just bad management. If they could pick a lane, they could have started this process 1,000 years ago, but they did it. They signed Robbie Alomar 20 times, and you know they're just good enough to be 81 and 81. They're never bad enough to get a good draft pick. They're never good enough to make the playoffs, and it's gone on too long.
And it's not going to end, apparently.
I don't know what baseball looked like 1,000 years ago, but if it was anything like this, then I imagine people weren't going to watch it then either.
I think there was a beat reporter that covered baseball 1,000 years ago, Barry.
Yeah, but he's still trying to figure out what the Cubs are doing.
He's supposed to be here today. The old sports writer is supposed to be here today. I haven't seen him yet. Also, a very excited weatherman. Dropping by at some point. I mean, it's a big weekend for weather.
I know he's excited. He's girding himself for the arrival of this winter storm for which we have been forewarned. Casey Johnson via Twitter quotes Derrick Rose, "I feel my body is a little bit different, where if I'm not close to 100%, I overthink and overcompensate." What are you overthinking? What has Derrick Rose ever in his life overthought?
Yeah, what qualifies as overthinking for him?
Right.
Chewing gum and walking at the same time? Let me see. How do I chew this gum and take a step? Hold on. Here's a step. I did it.
I can't name a single thing that for which I would ever accuse Derrick Rose of overthinking. West Chicago, Mark, you're on the score.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Barry. Good to talk to you. Heard word that... Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, was starting to talk to other owners about retrofitting the ballparks with safety screens and safety nets.
That's true. Yeah, he did say that. He told Bob Nightingale that they are going to look at some mandatory minimums as far as extra netting.
Right. And one thing was 15 years ago, an idiot at the cell jumped on the field and attacked the Kansas City first base coach. It's also protection for the players, too. And hopefully they'll go through with it before the season starts.
Oh, it's long overdue. No question. Long overdue.
Rob Manfred really has really been impressive. And when he got the job, and I told him this story, when I saw him during the playoffs, I had to tell him this story. When he got the job, I wrote a column saying that, well, this is just Bud part two. This is, you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. It's going to be the same old thing. Because when he did work for Bud, I mean, he backed up every single position he had, which is his job as his deputy, and he sounded word for word like Bud Selig. And it did not take long, really only a matter of weeks after he had the job last, what was it, December or January, to prove that he was anything but.
Sort of like Adam Silver. People thought Adam Silver was just going to be a David Stern redux, and he's not.
Nothing like him. Open-minded, reasonable, thoughtful. He communicates well.
He listens to what other people say, and then instead of just paying it lip service, he will sometimes act on it.
Sometimes he has acted rather quickly on it. Sometimes he has been thoughtful, but he is always willing to listen. He's always willing to talk about it. So when I saw him in the playoffs, I said... You know, I wrote this column when you first got the job chastising you and MLB for doing this, and he said, I read it. I saw it. We have a little bit of history going back to when he testified before Congress, which was not one of his better days, by the way. And I said, well, then I hope you saw the one where I had to, a couple of weeks later, say what an idiot I was for writing what I wrote because it was completely wrong. And you've been very impressive, and as a baseball fan, I'm grateful that you're willing to entertain all new ideas and consider some of the things that have been done in the past 10 years that haven't gone well, and reconsider some of those things and look at everything. And he said, well, I appreciate that, but we're open to anything. We are open to ideas, and this is just another one of them. Can you imagine Bud Selig being told that you have to put up these nets? You know what Bud would do? What he would do is call his 10 closest owners And
so what is this going to cost you? Do you want to pay for this?
Well, no, it's simpler than that. Do you want to do this? And at least seven or eight of them would say, absolutely not. I am not paying for this. And that would be it. That would be the end of the discussion.
Unless one of those
new
owners talked to their general counsel who said, you can pay for it now or you can pay 100 times it later to settle a lawsuit.
Most of them don't care about that. They are worried about their corporate clients who own those first 10 rows of boxes who don't want it. Even though they're the ones most at risk, they don't want it. So he would call them, they would say no, and that would be the end of it, and you'd never hear of it again.
I usually ask Terry's permission before taking a call from a Bob, but since Terry's not here, we just will say hello to Bob in Tinley Park.
Good afternoon, guys. Guys, in regards to the Merkin interview, I heard so many people talk about the Sox might not be as far away because of the cost-controlled young pitching, and my question to you guys would be is, how far do you guys think they are away? Because eventually, every aim, every pitch these guys throw, they're further and away, they're closer and closer to not being cost controlled. And if they're not going to compete for 2 or 3 or 4 years, Chris Sale and Quintana are no longer cost controlled.
You've already wasted 5 years of prime Chris Sale. You've absolutely flushed down the toilet a half a decade of one of the greatest pitchers in franchise history.
And your opportunity to move Chris Sale, which I'm not advocating because I don't like Chris Sale or want to see him gone. But your opportunity to rebuild starts with Chris Sale, with getting a haul for Chris Sale. But it also means you have to get it right. Okay, if you're going to trade Jeff Samardzija and Jason Hamill, then you hold somebody up and you get yourself a starting shortstop for the next 10 to 15 years. If you're going to do that when the market is good, if you're going to trade Chris Sale, you've got to do something like that. But you got to get it right. And what are the odds that they actually get it right?
Rudy's apparently off work early today, and it says the three-year plan, three-year board, whatever, for the Sox. He said, you can't say the White Sox have articulated a plan and follow it up with three I think the plan is comments in a row. It's either articulated or it's not. I've seen the three-year board. Two of the boards contain all of Barry's bad drawings. At the third board, there are two monkeys playing tic-tac-toe to an endless tie. The Boers and Bernstein Show and the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Stop by, say hey. Another round in Downers Grove is where we are, and you can be as well. You can enjoy some Bud Light. It's the perfect beer for whatever happens. You got the score.
Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage, breaking news, and analysis of Bears Broncos, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Everyone loves getting a shout-out. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to send one that may be read on air right here on B96 Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter your thank you. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com. FanDuel.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL, and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL, and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
Hi, I'm Scott Jassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I do feel that one thing we tried to emphasize this past offseason, and this really is a ongoing process that began in the middle of 2013, when we essentially bottomed out with that club, we were very clear that we needed to change our personnel and how we approach things. We have been able to add some pieces that we feel will be part of a championship club. Whether that's our rotation with Sale and Quintana locked up for a long time, or a guy like Carlos Rodon being added to the mix this year, whether that's our bullpen, which we were able to strengthen after being our Achilles heel or big part of the issues we had in 2014, or it's having guys like Abreu and Eaton, who are key parts of a championship club.
White Sox general manager Rick Hahn talking about what they might be able to do. I have no idea, and we haven't really seen that they, at the moment, understand that they have an idea.
I'm going to put words in Rick Hahn's mouth here for you, okay? I think Rick Hahn loves Chicago, loves being in Chicago. Is from here, wants to live here, doesn't want to leave here, had opportunities to go elsewhere, did not. I mean, I think if he had been given a chance, really, at the Cubs job, that would have been something that he was interested in. But the White Sox are his home. He's comfortable in that organization. He's been there a long time. He has lifetime employment. He is guaranteed lifetime employment as long as the Reinsdorf family owns that franchise, which, you know, who knows how long that's going to be.
Might not be very long.
Maybe not. But he's good at what he does. He's a very bright guy. He knows what he's doing. Are there some limitations as far as what he's able to do in terms of autonomy? I'm sure there are, but I fully believe he's the general manager in title and in practice. I'm absolutely certain that if he shows the others that he has to report to what he wants to do, that he's allowed to do that. Now, is there input from Kenny Williams and from Jerry Reinsdorf? Absolutely. I don't think anything gets done without Jerry Reinsdorf, anything. And I think he has a great deal of input in terms of how they shape the club. But I also have no doubt that Rick Hahn has the ability to completely tear this down and rebuild this thing and could do it in the right way if given the opportunity. I don't think he's ever been given that opportunity. I don't think he will ever be given that opportunity. It doesn't mean that he doesn't know how to do it or wouldn't want to do it if given the chance.
Meanwhile, the reports continue. The Scores, Bruce Levine, among others, thinking it is likely that the Cubs are going to sign Jeff Samardzija to a multi-year deal. I have not heard anything that would fly in the face of that report. Everybody that I talked to close to the situation, even going into this, said, yeah, there's a lot of mutual interest and it would make a lot of sense. And everybody could see that happening. I don't think whatever that would be, whether it's $80, $90 million, I don't think that precludes them from signing David Price either. Because I would also think that you get Samardzija as the 1A and Price is the 1, regardless of the order in which those deals are done. And then you are set to go, ready to compete with a fully fleshed out representative big league staff.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so sure that if they do sign Samardzija that they're then going to turn around and spend another $30 million on David Price. It's not that they couldn't. Certainly they could. But you're then talking about in the year 2018... having Lester at $22 million a year, Arrieta at probably $25 million a year, if he's still here, Samardzija at about $20 million a year, and David Price at $30 million a year. That's $100 million for four starting pitchers. It's not that they won't have it or that they can't do it, but the conversations that I've had with Theo Epstein lead me to believe that that's not something that he's anxious to do, to spend that much of his payroll, which even if they go to $200 million, will be half of his payroll at that point for four players at a time when your young guys aren't going to be quite as young and will be entering an arbitration-eligible year. We're talking about Schwarber and Bryant and Russell and all of those guys. It's not a question of not having the money. It's a question of, do you want to allocate that much? And when I've talked to Theo about stuff like this, I've gotten the impression that that's not something that he wants to do. I could see a scenario in which they get Samardzija, so you have it lined up, Arrieta, Lester, Samardzija, and then they make deals for at least two more guys. That fourth guy being a substantial starting pitcher, someone who comes in and gives you 200 innings right away and is a guy that you're absolutely comfortable with starting game four of if you needed a fourth starter in the playoffs. But I think they would rather, and this is my impression, I think they would rather sign Samardzija, have plenty of money left over to deal for at least two more guys, because I think they're thinking in terms of not one starter or two starters, but more like three or four. They also know they got away last year with a completely healthy starting rotation and don't want to assume that that's going to happen again.
I am also told that they are convinced that the way their team is constructed, the way that they play, as anybody you could argue would want, requires a lockdown bullpen, a high-leverage three-man bullpen, emulating exactly what the Kansas City Royals were doing when they were healthy, too. That they don't want to just have, well, maybe this guy can get us through this inning, and Madden has made that clear to them, that in his ideal world, the stress of the seventh, eighth, and ninth is lowered by having some guys who can throw at 100 miles an hour. Now, I wonder if that puts them in play for Aroldis Chapman, who is going to get dealt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to move. What's the date today? Help me out.
I know you don't like to do intra-divisional trading traditionally, but, man, that's all of a sudden when you're talking about a guy who, and I was trying to exaggerate, but a guy who literally is throwing 100, 102 miles an hour, what he does to the back end of that bullpen, however you want to use him, that's what you're talking about.
He'll be gone by the end of the winter meeting, so right. You're talking a couple of weeks. He will be traded for sure. And the Reds at this point, they don't care about division or not division. What they're worried about is getting the best package they could possibly get. Starlin Castro will be dealt. I wouldn't be surprised if Montero is dealt. So there will be some money.
See, I would, because Contreras isn't ready yet.
Well, I think
Ross isn't your catcher, and Schwarber's not your catcher.
Definitely not. Definitely not. But they want to move some money off of this roster. So they're going to look for creative ways to do that. If they did move Montero, they would certainly be getting back in return a veteran starter, but at a lower price. They also love Montero. I know Joe particularly loves Montero.
Without Montero, you do not get out of that bullpen what you got.
Absolutely.
In-game managed that pen and managed some of those arms on days where the stuff wasn't there.
He's Sal Perez, not at that level in terms of managing the game, but he's Sal Perez along those lines. Castro will be gone, so they'll be taking some money off the books. But they need a couple of bullpen arms, including one really big one. They need at least two starters, but they're thinking in terms of three or four. So there's a lot of money being spent there. I mean, again, this is just an impression that I've gotten from Theo Epstein. I think if he does Samardzija, I think that'll be your big free agent signing. I don't know that they would then turn around and also get Price.
I don't think it precludes the acquisition of Price.
I'm not saying it does. I'm not saying it does, nor would I be shocked if both occurred. But that's not the feeling that I get when talking to Theo.
We've got Olin Krutz coming up in just a couple of moments. We can talk to him. There's some moving parts along the Bears' offensive line right now, so he's the ideal guy with whom to discuss some of this stuff, with Hronas Grasu reportedly being ready to return, but Matt Slauson acquitting himself well at center. So the Bears are going to have issues with a very active and aggressive defense, and we'll have Olin weigh in with his expertise next. It's the Boers and Bernstein Show from another round in Downers Grove today. You're listening to The Score.
Who said Mondays suck? Not us. Because on The Score, every Monday during football season is an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game, plus reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts, starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Handley and continuing throughout the day. The Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for
Everyone has someone to thank during the holidays. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to share a thank you that may be read on air right here on B96, Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to mercylist.com to enter. That's mercylist.com. Thank you means merci.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can...